Welcome to the Female Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Eves, and I started this podcast to help uplift and inspire female photographers just like you with a weekly chat to share insights about photography from other women who just get you. Hey, it's Maria here, and welcome to the Female Photographer Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about speed lights. If you don't know what a speed light is, you might call it by a different name. You might call it a flash or, well, actually, I don't know what other name you would call it by, but it's really just the flash that you might use to put on top of your DSLR or mirrorless camera to provide a bit of extra light. And I kind of wanted to talk about this today because I often see photographers using their speed light around and about the place, at events or weddings or whatever. And I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't know if that's the best way to use that speed light. So I thought I'd just talk about a few ways to use the speed light, why you would use it, and yeah, how you can get the best use out of it in different situations. So to start off with, we'll just talk about speed lights in general, what they are, and kind of what kinds you can buy. So I have used two different speed lights. I've used the Nikon one, which I think it was like the 900EX or something. Don't quote me on that, when I was in the Air Force. And I have a Canon one for my camera, which I think is the 500EX Mark II, something like that. Anyway, I'm sorry that I don't know the exact names. I'm just not a technical person like that who knows the names and every different camera product that has been released. But yes, I have used both and they are very similar. I know you can get Sony ones, you can get Godox ones, which you can get for different kinds of cameras. So they're kind of more like a, I forgot what the word for it is, but like a OEM, like a not an official, you know, Nikon, Canon, Sony, Fuji, whatever. They're kind of just an outside brand that makes lots of other, mainly lighting products that are a bit cheaper and in some cases like actually really, really good. I haven't used a Godox speed light, but I've used other Godox products and they have blown me away a little bit. Anyway, so there are different flashes you can get for different brands, and also different brands do different levels of, like, you know, there might be like an entry level speed light or, and you know, one that's a little bit better, and obviously you pay for the difference. But the reason why you would use a speed light obviously is if you want a little bit more light in your photo. And it can be used for any kind of photography you're doing, like portrait, documentary, even landscape, like pretty much everything that you shoot, you could use a speed light for. Not saying you have to, like that might just not be your style, but maybe you could even just experiment with it one time. You could hire a flash or speed light. I'm going to use those two words interchangeably, by the way. You could hire one, you could borrow one, and just have a play around. But one of the things that you might want to use a flash for is just a bit of fill flash. If you don't know what fill flash is, it's like if you've got a dark area in your photo, and it's completely black, but I guess you like the rest of the exposure of the photo. You could just put in a little bit of light in there with a flash. So you might not want to make it too extreme. So people know that you've used a flash, but you can dial it right down and maybe move it right back so that it's just a tiny bit of light to just brighten up those shadows a little bit. Because sometimes, yes, you can do it in post-production, but sometimes when you do that, it does just the quality of the photo degrades, like it looks noisy or grainy. And you don't necessarily want that, because sometimes that can look quite horrible and it can be very hard to fix in post. It could just be a lot easier for you to just grab a flash, and it doesn't have to be on your camera. You can use it off your camera too, and just put a little bit of extra light in there. You'll often see people doing this on people when they've got shadows falling on their face because of the direction the sun is. It makes some horrible shadows fall on their face sometimes. And people will often use a little bit of fill flash, like nothing too extreme, just a little bit of light to get rid of those shadows, because sometimes they can look really horrible. And especially if you're, I don't know, shooting a big wedding or something and you've got thousands of photos to go through, you don't want to have to be going through and editing shadows. I mean, it's quite a big job even just to do one, like, in my opinion, to get rid of shadows on someone's face. But yeah, you don't want to be editing like thousands of photos, editing shadows off people's faces. And that has been, I guess, common practice for a long time now for people to use fill flash for photography of people. But yeah, you can get creative with it too. Like recently I did some landscape photography in a cave, and I got a critique done of one of my favorite images. I thought it was quite dark and moody, but one of the people critiquing the photos said, oh, there's no detail in the blacks. It's all just black. She's lost all the detail in it, and she could have used a bit of fill flash to fill in those dark areas. And to be honest, I actually didn't go back and try that. But it's something to think about, something to play with. And like I suggest with everything in photography, you just experiment. And so I guess maybe that's something, if I go back to that place, I might experiment with next time, just taking my flash off the camera. I use a wireless trigger, and yeah, just putting a tiny bit of light into those areas. And I guess another way you can use flash is creatively. So you can create different effects with the flash by positioning it in different ways, especially on a person. Kind of changes the shape of their face depending on where the shadows fall a lot of the time, and sometimes it's more flattering than others depending on which way you put it. If you know anything about studio lighting, then you may have learned some of the more flattering ways to use a flash on a person. And often the least flattering way to use a flash is to have it on your camera pointing directly at the person, because it can just create, like, I call it a deer in the headlights effect. Like, the person is just like really bright, everything else around them is quite dark. So often in that situation, if I'm inside, I would bounce the flash off, usually hopefully something white, and hopefully the ceiling, because that's the easiest. If you have a white ceiling, it is really easy to put your flash on your camera, and instead of pointing it directly at your subject, at your person, point it straight up. And that way it will kind of create a more diffused effect. So not so harsh, And yeah, the lighting will just be softer on the person or on whatever you're shooting. I quite often use this for like architectural photography too, inside buildings. You just point the flash up and the light bounces off the ceiling and all around the room, depending on how big the room is, and it just creates a much more natural looking effect. Sometimes you can't even tell that you've used the flash. So that's really great. If you are shooting in a dark room, obviously there's one time that you probably are going to have to use flash, and sometimes it can look really harsh. So bouncing that flash off the ceiling is a really helpful trick, because if you are shooting it straight at the person, not only can you get that deer in the headlights effect, but you can also get really bad shadows on whatever is behind the person, like especially if they're quite close to a wall or quite close to an object behind them, the shadows will fall quite harshly on their wall or whatever is behind them. Just bouncing that light off the ceiling will get rid of those shadows, because the shadows will be way more diffused, and I guess they'll be on the ground, and a lot of the time you're not taking a photo of the ground, or it will look more natural if the shadow is on the ground, because that's the kind of effect the sun or lights in the room would cause. Just a note on that though, be careful if you are trying to bounce your flash off a ceiling that is, say, like a really orangey or browny colored wood. That doesn't always turn out well, because you'll get quite a like orangey tinge to your photos. And same goes, I guess, for any other colored ceilings, but that is one I have encountered that I did try to bounce the flash off there and it didn't go too well. So when you're using the flash, obviously, like I said, you can use it on the camera or off the camera. I often like to use it off the camera because often it can give a more natural effect, I think, and I can more easily point the light in the direction that I want it to go. When I first started using off-camera flash, I was using it outside in broad daylight on a sunny day, trying to take a photo of a person, and I kind of practiced it a bit, and I came up with this look which I'm really liked, and it was kind of like the sun was coming from behind the person, and I think I made like a star effect with the sun, and then I had my flash coming front on to the person, so their face was lit up by the flash, but the sun was coming from behind them to create, I don't know, kind of like a backlit kind of effect. And maybe kind of like a little bit of a rim light to catch the hair. And I thought it looked really cool at the time, but now when I reflect on it, I kind of like my flash to look a lot more natural now. And looking back on it, that looked really unnatural, because you've got the sun blatantly obvious in the background, and the light source is obviously, well, another light source, the flash, is coming from in front of the person. And yeah, it just, to me, it looks very unnatural now, though it looked cool back then, because I was like, this is so cool, look at me, I've mastered off camera flash. my advice these days is just try and make it look natural. So it might just be accentuating the sunlight, or just using a bit of fill flash, like I said before, so that there's a little bit of detail in the dark areas, but not too much that it looks unnatural and that it's obvious that there's another light source. I mean, you could probably do the same thing with a reflector. And that's kind of how I look at it. Like, I don't want to make it too overpowering, that it would look like it's more than just a reflector in your photo. So if you haven't used a reflector before, it's quite good, especially if you're doing portraits outside or inside, to put on the opposite side of your light source. So say if the sun is on the right hand side of your model, your person you're taking a photo of, then you could put a reflector on the left hand side just to reflect a bit of that sun that's coming in from the right back onto the other side of the person's face. And that's what you'd use a reflector for, and that's kind of often the effect I like to have now when I am using a flash. It's just put a tiny bit of light onto that side of their face. And speaking of making it look natural, you can use different colored gels on flashes as well. And a gel is just like a colored, it's kind of like cellophane, I guess. It's a colored plastic soft thing you can put over the flash. So if it was like a very orangey colored sun, because it was a sunset or something, I would potentially put a orangey colored gel on the flash. But I guess that starts getting a little bit more complicated. In the same way, you could replicate like a computer screen. If you're taking a photo of someone looking at a computer screen, say, you could put a blue gel on your flash and put it kind of like just behind or just above the computer screen a bit, so it's pointing at the person's face, but out of view of your camera, obviously, and just put it on a very low setting. So it's just putting a little bit of blue light on the person's face to kind of imitate the light from a computer screen. And that's the kind of way that sometimes I like to add just a little bit of light into the photo. To be honest, I actually haven't done that kind of lighting in quite a long time, using gels and stuff. But when I get my creative head on, when I'm thinking of how I could shoot a photo and make it look quite cool and make it look natural still, then these are the kind of things that just pop into my head. Now, the actual use of the flash and the settings, there are two different ways. I personally like to use the flash, and I guess the most common one that people like to use and the easiest one is the TTL setting, which means through the lens. And it's pretty much like having your flash set on auto. Your flash actually will like detect the distance that your subject is away from you, and it just does a lot of the work for you in deciding what how powerful it needs to be. But it doesn't always get it right. So the other setting that I like to use is manual. And if you have the time, if you're not in a fast-paced situation, like I guess an example of a fast-paced situation might be if you're doing like an awards ceremony or something and you don't have time to fiddle around with your settings on your flash. So you want it to just be working like that, going off when it needs to go off, not having to say, hang on, just wait a minute. You especially don't want to be saying that in a wedding, right? You don't want to be saying, wait a minute, just let me get my flash settings right. But if you have the time, if I have the time, I prefer to use manual, because I know exactly what the flash is going to do. And I'll have a play with it a little bit first, and just see what looks best. So when I say that, I mean I'll like set it on what I think it should be on. So like really high power, which I think is like 1/1 is the setting on the flash. And if I know that I need it to be quite bright, then I'll set it on that. But if I just want a tiny bit of light in there, I'll set it on like a lower setting. So pretty much just go down as low as you can, I think. I don't know what it is, because I'm, like I said, I'm not a technical person. It might be like 1/1,000 or some sort of measurement like that. I kind of start off where I think, how much light I think I'm going to need. Usually this is when I've got it off the camera as well, and I'll put the flash where I think it works best and do a test shot. If it's too bright, then I'll either move the flash back further so it's not as bright because it's further away, or I will adjust the settings on the flash to turn the power down. And that works really well for me when I'm taking photos in a house where I want to be able to see what's outside the windows, but I also want everything inside the house to be well exposed. So I'll set my camera for a good exposure for the windows outside, and then I'll use my flash to get a good exposure for the inside of the house. If you're interested, I can do a tutorial on that at some point, because it is really helpful. So if especially if you're doing a shoot inside of people or whatever, and then you're getting really blown out white windows, that can help with that. But going back to TTL, which is the automatic mode, yeah, that's good for like weddings or award ceremonies or anything that's fast moving. You might sometimes be shooting sports with a flash. I myself actually haven't shot a lot of sports, and I don't think I've used my flash for any sports shots, but I can imagine that it would come in handy to use TTL if you're shooting sports and you do need to use the flash, because it pretty much, yeah, just figures it all out for you. It interacts with your camera, knows the settings of your camera, and it knows how far away your subject is, and it kind of just outputs what it thinks is the right amount of light for that situation. So yeah, we've gone over what a flash is. We've gone over some reasons why you might want to use it. We've gone over how to use the different settings. And I know this can be quite overwhelming, but if you're new to using a flash or a speed light, then I think the best thing to do is to just grab the speed light, put it on your camera, probably put it on TTL to start with, just start taking some photos with the camera, with the flash pointed at the subject. Then take some photos with the flash pointing up, so you can just swivel the head up to bounce off the ceiling. You could even bounce it off walls if you turn it to the side. You can put a little, sometimes they come with a little diffuser. Try using TTL with the diffuser on, with it off, and just experiment. See what works better for each situation, because the best way to learn how to use it is to just experiment and practice, and preferably do it in situations that aren't important. Trust me, there probably will be some situations where you try to use it and it is important and it doesn't work out well, but we all have those moments, and you definitely learn a lot from those moments because you will never forget them. But hey, it happens to all of us. Once you've mastered TTL, I would then start trying to use the manual mode on the flash, and just play with the flash on and off the camera as well. To use my flash off my camera, I have a little wireless trigger. I think it's by Fotix, and it has a little receiver that you put on the hot shoe of your camera, the top of your camera. And it has a, what do you call it? Transmitter, I think you call it, that goes on the bottom of your flash, which you can put on a little stand wherever you want it. And then you just turn both the transmitter and the receiver on and they will talk to each other. Sometimes they'll have different channels, so just make sure they're both set to the same channel or the right channel. And that's about it. To be honest, flash can seem really daunting, and it did to me in the beginning, especially off-camera flash. But you've just got to give it a go and keep trying, stick at it, and it's actually really simple once you've had to play around with it for a while. I don't know, it might take even a year to get your head around it, but then you'll realize, oh my gosh, this is actually super simple. And the way I like to look at it is just, where is the light source and why am I using the flash? I guess those are the two questions I ask myself. Because there were many times back in the day where I just thought it would look cool to have off-camera flash. And I think you need to have a reason behind why you're using the flash, not just because you think it will look cool, like what I used to think. Anyway, if you need any help or you have any questions with using a speed light or using a flash at all, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I will be happy to help. And I am going to make up a little PDF to help you use your speed light. Just pretty much a summary of the tips I've said today and some little extra points that will help you out when you're trying to figure out how to use your speed light and make your photos look amazing. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. It will help give me the inspiration to keep going. And give me any feedback that you have about this episode or any episodes that you would like to hear in the future. Thanks, and I will see you next time.